Track 210.
This yellow ship model is a model of the ship Dartmouth of Bedford. That is New Bedford, Massachusetts. The model itself was made in 2013 by Richard Glanville here in Massachusetts. But the significance of the model was that it was the first ship built on the banks of the Cushnet River in Bedford Village. It was built in 1767, and at about 185 tons, the Dartmouth was a fairly large vessel. It was not built for whaling. It was built for the carrying trades, and so the Dartmouth was made to carry cargoes of whale oil, sperm oil, spermaceti, from the colonies from Nantucket and Bedford Village to England to market. Joseph Roach of New Bedford built the Dartmouth, and he and his sons managed the ship. The ship is most famous for having sailed into Boston Harbor in December of 1773 with a cargo of 114 boxes of tea from England for the colonies. Tea was extremely popular in the colonies, and Great Britain felt that a great deal of money could be made selling, taxing tea that was sold in the colonies. The colonists themselves were already upset over the Stamp Act of 1765, rebelled against this and refused to allow the tea to be loaded. Instead, what the colonists did was they disguised themselves as Indians, as Native Americans, and swarmed on board the deck of the Dartmouth and threw all the tea in the harbor. This famous destruction of the tea later became known as the Boston Tea Party, and it took place on the deck of the ship Dartmouth, which was built in Bedford and managed by, you know, Bedford and Nantucket Quakers, the Roach family. It's said that in the next year, in 1774, that the Dartmouth was lost at sea while returning from England. She had sailed to England with another cargo of whale oil, and on her return voyage was lost at sea. And that history is not entirely confirmed, but at the same time that the Dartmouth is lost to history after 1774, so presumably the ship did in fact go down. So this concludes the tour of the Harboring Hope exhibit. If you proceed straight across the hall, you can go into Energy and Enterprise, which explores the industrial and manufacturing history of the city of New Bedford. If you proceed on up the hallway and turn right through the glass doors, you will go into the magnificent Bourne Building. This entire space is devoted to Yankee whaling history, including a voyage around the world. It was starting at the Azores and the Azorean Whaleman Gallery and passing the Cape Verde Islands up on the balcony overhead and cultures all around the world. You will see in the center of the Bourne Building is the model of the Bark Lagoda, which is a half-scale model of a Yankee whaler that's completely outfitted and interpreted as it would have sailed in the 19th century.